In today's epistle, St. Paul makes reference to three of the Ten Commandments. Put away lying and speak the truth, each one with his neighbor, the eighth commandment. He goes on to say, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down upon your wrath. Controlling anger, that comes under the fifth commandment. And then later on, he who was wont to steal, let him steal now no longer, the seventh commandment. And we could say that this is a frequent theme of the epistles of St. Paul, obedience to God's commandments. In the communion verse of today's Mass, we have two verses from Psalm 118. Thou hast commanded thy commandments to be kept most diligently. Oh, that my ways may be directed to keep thy justifications. So we know we have to keep God's commandments. We know that that is his will, that we do his will. We are faithful to his commandments. But the question, of course, is how to do that? And the answer is simple. To obtain the grace of God. It is by the grace of God that we're able to do his holy will, to be faithful to his commandments. What is grace? The Catechism defines grace as a supernatural help from God given to us for our salvation. Grace is something invisible. We can't see it or touch it, but it's very real. And we need God's grace, both sanctifying grace and actual grace. So how then do we get grace? How do we obtain the grace of God? Well, first and foremost, it is through the reception of the sacraments. The Mass and the sacraments were instituted by Christ, and so they are the primary channels of God's grace to us. We also have prayer. We can pray any time of the day, and prayer is a wonderful way of obtaining God's help. As our Lord himself said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find. So God listens to our prayers and gives us the grace we need when we pray as we should. But there's a third means of grace I would like to mention, and that is the sacramentals of Holy Mother Church. Blessed objects, blessings of priests, exorcisms. But when we think of sacramentals, we especially think of things like the rosary, blessed medals or statues, scapulars. And these are means of grace, not in the same way as the sacraments, and certainly not to the degree as the sacraments, but because they are blessed by the church, and so because of the due to the piety of the person who makes use of them properly, and the blessing of the church by which they are blessed, we thereby obtain grace. And that brings up an important point, and that is to make sure your rosaries are blessed. Now, of course, this month of October is the month of the Holy Rosary. Yesterday, we had the wonderful feast day of the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, because it is the anniversary, October 7th, of the Battle of Lepanto. And we're reminded of that every year as we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Rosary. But the rosary is a very powerful prayer. Remember the origin of the rosary, how St. Dominic in the early 1200s was striving to convert the Albigensians, but he found that they were obstinate in their errors. And all of his reasoning, all of his argumentation did not move them. Had very few conversions. And so he made a retreat, and he prayed and fasted, asking our Blessed Mother to help him convert the Albigensian heretics. And she appeared to him and gave him the rosary as we have it today. The 15 decades of the rosary, beginning with the Apostles' Creed and Our Father, three Hail Marys, and then the decades, while we meditate on the lives of Jesus and Mary, the mysteries, the joyful, sorrowful, and glorious mysteries. Well, St. Dominic went forth and began to simply preach the rosary and get the people to pray the rosary, with the result that heretics were converted in large numbers. So it's grace that we need, and the rosary is one of the primary means available to us, one of the best prayers that the Holy Mother Church offers to the laity, really the best prayer to obtain God's help and God's grace. St. Louis Marie de Montfort talks about praying the rosary every day, and he says, if you can, even to pray the full 15 decades of the rosary. And he said, if you do that, at the end of your life, you will bless the day and the hour on which you began to follow my advice and to pray the full rosary. But let us at least pray the 5 decades. That's what Our Lady asked for at Fatima. And it's very interesting that when Our Lady appeared at Lourdes, 1858, she had in her hands a rosary. And as Saint Bernadette would pray the rosary, Our Lady moved the beads, but then she would join Bernadette in saying the glory be to the Father. So just having the rosary in her hands indicated her desire that we pray the rosary. But at Fatima, Our Lady appeared 6 times, and every time she appeared, she asked for the daily recitation of the rosary, at least to pray 5 decades of the rosary every day. Let us make certain that we do that. And it's interesting that when Our Lady appeared at Fatima, she didn't give her name. And the children would just tell people, a beautiful lady from heaven is appearing to us. But they didn't know for sure that it was Our Lady. I'm sure they suspected that it was her. And Lucia asked her, will you tell us your name? And she said, yes, continue coming here on the 13th of the month, and in October, I will tell you who I am. So how did she identify herself on October the 13th? She said, I am the Lady of the Rosary. That was her title. She could have said, I am the Mother of God. I am the Blessed Virgin Mary. At Lourdes, she said, I am the Immaculate Conception. There are many titles of Our Lady, but I am the Lady of the Rosary, indicating to us her appreciation when we pray the rosary. And as Lucia from Fatima pointed out, God especially gives graces through the rosary in our times. It's always been a wonderful prayer, but it is even more important today. So the sacramentals, the rosary, the scapular, all of these various means of grace. We know that there are 7 sacraments, baptism, confirmation, penance, Holy Eucharist, extreme unction, holy orders, matrimony. There will never be more and never less because they were instituted by Christ. But the sacramentals increase over time. The church institutes new sacramentals, and we should have confidence in them and use them with devotion. It's good to have a rosary on your person. Have a rosary in your pocket. Some wear it around their neck underneath their clothing. But to have a rosary on our possession, because it's like a spiritual weapon. Again, make sure the rosary is blessed and have it with you to help repulse the temptations of the devil. But above all, use it. Pray the rosary. Pray it faithfully every day. Pray it well. Everyone is subject to distractions. That's part of life. We're human. We're imperfect. But make the effort to meditate on the mysteries. When you're distracted and you realize you're being distracted, then you bring your attention back to the decades, the mysteries of the rosary. Perhaps by using a book or a picture of that mystery, it helps you to meditate on the mysteries. So during this month of October, let us make a little examination of conscience. Am I faithful to the rosary every day? Am I striving to pray it as well as I can? God commands us to obey his laws, to fulfill his commandments. How do we do so? By grace. Of ourselves, we cannot do so, but we can with God's grace. And it is there, it is available to us. If we make use of the means of grace, above all the Mass and sacraments, prayer, the sacramentals, especially the rosary. And by praying the rosary and making use of these means of grace, we will always have the grace we need to conquer temptation and to be faithful to God's commandments. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.